at the Brookdale Apartments. And as we sang to each group, we went to four different dining rooms and sang to each group. And they were very appreciative. And we also had the privilege of seeing Mike Garrett and his family there and his mother. And there was a sister who made handmade blankets.
我们昨天晚上的时候，那些年轻人一起去那个老人院，那些都是很年长的那个老人院，我们有机会跟他们一起唱这个圣诞的歌曲，跟他们传福音。在那边我们也看到 Mike 的妈妈，她是98岁，年长的妈妈，一起有一个姊妹帮我们订了这个很漂亮的那个手工的毯子送给他们。
So we gave to those who were the oldest in each dining hall, and in one of the dining hall there was a lady that was 101 years old.
我们去每一个他们吃饭的地方，大概有四个地方，我们去每个地方，然后我们就寻找那些最年长的，我们给他们这个礼物。有一个吃饭的地方，他们有一个年长的那个年长的有101岁。
They were very appreciative, and I just want to thank the parents that came. I want to thank the youth who participated.
他们都非常的感动，我也感谢那些年轻人以及他们的家长一起参与这样的活动。
And I want to thank the whole church. We did two things to try to reach out to our community at this Christmas time.
我也感谢教会，我们一起在这个圣诞节里面，我们做了两件事情。
First of all, we collected toys and books to give the children.Through the Shawnee Community Services.
第一件事情，我们收集了那些玩具以及书籍，我们给香妮的一个Community Service.
And I want to thank you. We had 6 to 8 boxes of toys and books that came in. So thank you very much.
我们有许多的人奉献，有6到8个大的盒子。
And so those were given to the, for the children, and they had their holiday party, which they passed those out to the children. And on behalf of them, I also want to thank you.
那些礼物都给那个service 的一些孩子们，所以我代表他们也为我们教会的年轻人献上我们的感谢。
And the second thing we did was by going to the Brookdale Assisted Living community and presenting the Christmas story and caroling to those people there.
第二件事就是我们去那个老人院给他们唱圣诞的歌曲。
And they sang along. I wish you could show you pictures of their smiles. They were very appreciative.
我真的希望你们能够看见那时的场景。那他们跟我们一起唱歌，他们都非常的欢乐。
Because today is Christmas, and we want to involve all our church family in this program, I'm going to ask the children to come up here and sit in, the small children, come up here and sit in these chairs, please.
Yeah, 今天是因为是圣诞节，所以我想请那些小孩子也在一起跟我们一起敬拜一点时间。
So all the small children, please come up here and have a seat.All right, there's enough seats for everybody.
这些小小孩可以坐在前面。
All right. You get to sit, you can sit there. That's very good. You know, Christmas is a time to read not only the Christmas story like you heard the young people put on, but to present the story of Christmas. What does Christmas mean?
那圣诞节的时候是我们也特别想跟孩子们介绍圣诞节到底是意味着什么。
I read last night to my grandchildren. I enjoy reading stories, and I encourage you as parents and grandparents, read to your children and grandchildren.
我昨天晚上给我的孙子孙女们也读了那个圣诞的给他们讲了那圣诞的故事，我也希望你们做老人的也给他们讲这样的故事。
So if you grown-ups would please be quiet while we read a story together, all right? Please be quiet.
现在请你们安静下来，我给他们讲故事。
Have what happened to Merry Christmas?
这故事的名字是圣诞节怎么了？
You know what happened to Merry Christmas?
你们知道圣诞节发生什么了？
In a town very much like your town, and on a street very much like your street,lived a boy named Sam. And Sam was in a hurry.
这个故事发生在一个很小的城市里面。那个城市里面就像你们现住的城市一样。这当中有一个孩子，他的名字叫 Sam.
You see Sam there? All right. Merry Christmas is lost, Sam shouted as he leaped off the school bus and onto his driveway.
Sam 他从那个学校的校车里跳下来，大声的叫道，说圣诞节，圣诞被消失了。
Sam dashed across the front lawn. He threw open the front door. He ran right through the living room and burst into the kitchen.
他从那个门里面冲，他从院子里冲过来，把门推开，一直冲到那个他的起居室里面。
In his fist was a piece of paper.
在他的手里他有一张拿了一张纸。
What's wrong, Sam? Mother called from her office in the next room. What's wrong?
他妈妈就问他有什么出了什么事了 Sam?
Merry Christmas is lost. Sam now quite out of breath, trying to shout again as he collapsed into a chair.
Sam 上气不接下气地说这个圣诞节消失了，他坐在他的瘫倒在他椅子上。
Mother rushed into the kitchen, laying her hand upon Sam's shoulder. She asked, tell me, what is lost?
所以妈妈就到了厨房里面，把她的手放在 Sam 的肩膀上，然后问他，告诉我什么事消失了。
Merry Christmas, Sam whispered, he said,But how can that be, Mother asked.
妈妈说圣诞快乐怎么会消失呢?
Here, Sam said, handing her the piece of paper. It was an invitation. Sam had been invited to a party in December. But it wasn't a Christmas party. It was a holiday party.
所以 Sam 就把手中的一张邀请书给他妈妈看。那个邀请书上不是写的是圣诞聚会，而是写的是一个节日聚会。
Teacher says that there won't be any Christmas, Sam said, and tears were welling in his eyes. No Christmas.
所以他说老师对我说这个没有圣诞节的聚会，所以Sam 的眼睛里就充满了眼泪。
The holiday party sounds like it will be a lot of fun, Mother said. Your school friends will be there, and the invitation says that there will be cookies.
妈妈说那个节日聚会也蛮好的，你的学校里的朋友都在里面，那边还有许多好吃的饼干。
But what about Christmas? Sam wanted to know.
那 Sam 说那么圣诞节呢?
His mother thought for a moment, then she said, maybe Christmas really isn't lost.
妈妈想了一下，她说圣诞节也许没有消失。
Just because something is not easy to find does not mean it is lost.
妈妈说也许这个事情虽然看起来不容易找，但是并不见得它已经消失了。
Maybe we'll just have to look a little harder for it.
所以我们要仔细的寻一寻。
Mother was always good about explaining things to Sam, so Sam could understand.
所以他妈妈是非常会解释这样的事情，所以 Sam 可以去明白这个到底是怎么回事。
Where, Sam asked, where do you look for Christmas?
Sam 说我们到哪儿去寻找圣诞呢?
Well, first, Mother said, as she pointed to the window, see the snowflake you made at school?
妈妈就说你先看一下这个窗上你自己制作的那个纸做的雪花。
Yes, Sam said, his snowflake was taped to the glass.
Sam 说呀我知道这是我做的那现在是钉在那个粘在这个玻璃窗上。
You made a beautiful snowflake, Sam. However, who makes all the snowflakes? The real ones that fall from the sky in the winter. Who makes those?
妈妈说那个妈妈说那个纸的雪花你知道雪花是从谁做的呢是从天上在冬天的时候雪花从天上飘下来。
No, it's not Santa.
刚刚有个孩子说是圣诞老人把做的雪花他说不是圣诞老人做的。
God does, Sam answered. Yes, he does. And how many size does a snowflake have? She asked. She continued.
所以妈妈说Sam 就说是神做了这个雪花妈妈说对了她说那个你知道雪花有几个边
Each snowflake has six sides. Sam knew the answer because on the day they made the snowflakes, they had also talked about the number six.
所以Sam 说我知道这个雪花有六条边因为那天他做雪花的时候正好他们在学那个数字六。
That's right. Each snowflake has six sides. And each snowflake is special because it is different from all the others.
所以妈妈说对这个雪花有六条边每一个雪花都是特别的因为每个雪花都跟其他的雪花不一样。
Snowflakes remind us that God created the world in six days. And on the sixth day, God made people.
所以雪花可以代表就象征提醒我们神创造世界用了六天在第六天神造人。
He said, let us make man in our image.
神说按我们的形象造人。
Since that time, each and every boy and girl have been special. You are very special to your parents, your mom and dad, to me, and also to God and to Jesus.
所以直到今天我们也可以看到我们每一个孩子都是非常的特别在我们在神的眼中在爸爸妈妈的眼中我们都是特别的。
Ah, Sam, mother continued, now look over here.
妈妈然后指着另外一个地方说你来看。
Her mother had walked from the kitchen to the dining room with Sam right behind. What do you see on the table? She asked.
所以妈妈带 Sam 到了饭厅里面她说你在桌上看见了什么
A wreath with some candles, Sam replied. That's right, Sam's mother said.
桌上有那个一个花环然后上面有蜡烛。
It reminds us that Christmas is coming.And each Sunday in December, we light a candle. And by Christmas, all four will be lit. The candles remind us that Jesus is the light of the world.
他提醒我们这个圣诞的花环提醒我们在每个星期我们都点一个蜡烛。这个一直到圣诞节的时候四个蜡烛都点亮。这个是提醒我们耶稣的来临。
Jesus is the light of the world. He came to take away the darkness of our sins by dying on the cross. You light candles?
耶稣是世上的光他把我们罪恶的黑暗拿走他实在十字架把我们的黑暗拿走。
What about the Christmas tree? Sam asked.
Sam 说那个圣诞树是什么意思呢？
Well, mother replied, evergreen trees are used for Christmas trees.
So, 我们用那个松柏树做圣诞树。
Ah, evergreen are always green. They are always alive. What do we celebrate at Christmas?
松柏树是总归是总是绿的啊，那我们怎么样庆祝圣诞节呢？
Jesus' birthday. Sam shouted. Right. And when do we celebrate Jesus being alive again? She asked.
圣诞节是Sam 说圣诞节是庆祝耶稣诞生的日子。妈妈说对啊，那耶稣什么时候复活呢？
Anybody know? When do we celebrate Jesus? Yeah, December 25th, we celebrate Jesus' birthday. When do we celebrate, what holiday do we celebrate Jesus coming back to life? Christmas is his birthday. What's that? Easter! Very good.
在复活节我们庆祝耶稣复活。
Exactly. On the first Easter, the angels told the women that Jesus was not in the grave.They said, He is not here, but has risen.
第一个复活节在那个天使对那个女的说耶稣不在墓里，他们说他不在这儿，他已经重生了，他已经复活了。
And what about the angels? Sam wondered. The ones on the tree.
Sam 说那个树顶上的天使呢？
The angel at the top of the tree can remind us of the angel Gabriel who told Mary, You will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
这个树上的天使就像提醒我们，就像加百利去告诉玛利亚你要怀孕生子。
So the angel ornaments can remind us of the angels that said and sang,Glory to God in the highest, and to the shepherds on that first Christmas night.
就像那些天使在圣诞的那一天说，至高者荣耀归于至高者。就像那些对他那些牧羊人所说的那样。
Sam was beginning to think that if Christmas was lost, it was lost only a little.What about the Christmas lights?
开始 Sam 觉得是圣诞节会消失了，现在他觉得好像就消失了一点点。他又问，那么圣诞的灯呢？
Christmas lights, mother said. What do you think, Sam? She asked. What do you think?
所以妈妈就问 Sam, 她说那圣诞的灯代表什么？
Oh, very good.Yes. Well, Sam, the tiny ones look like little stars. And who made the stars?
妈妈问，她说，那些小的就像代表天上的星星。你知道谁做了那些星星？
Who made the stars? Who made the stars? Who made the stars? Yeah, very good.
谁造了那星星？她说，神造了那星星。
God did, Sam said proudly. That's right. Again, mother replied.
神造了众星。
God made the stars. And the Christmas story, who followed a special star to find Jesus? Who followed this?
当耶稣诞生的时候，你知道谁跟着那个特别的星星去找发现了耶稣？
Who followed the special star to find Jesus? The wise men, very good.
那些东方的博士。
Sam knew right away, the wise men.
Sam 知道他说那些东方的博士。
Mother smiled at him and pointed at something under the tree.
所以妈妈就指的那些在树下的一些东西。
Presents, very good.
那些都是礼物。
Presents, Sam shouted. The wise men followed the star for a long time. And when they found Jesus, they gave him gold,frankincense and myrrh.
所以那些东方博士跟着星星走了很长的路，他们找见了耶稣，然后他就给了他金，给了他乳香和没药。
These were the presents for God's one and only son, she explained.
这是神给他唯一的孩子，唯一的儿子的。
But what is the best present of all, Sam?
妈妈问 Sam, 什么是最这世上什么是最好的礼物？
what is the best present? Mother asked, and Sam knew the answer to this question. Jesus is the best present because He is for everyone.
Sam 知道, 他知道 这个答案, 他说耶稣是最好的礼物, 因为耶稣是为世上所有人来的。
So Sam looked at on the mantle there, Mary and Joseph and the shepherds were waiting for Sam to place the baby Jesus in the manger on Christmas Eve.
Sam 就看到这个在壁炉上面的那个耶稣诞生的画像。 在耶稣诞生画像，他看到玛利亚、约瑟和那些牧羊人，他们在等待这个耶稣的诞生。
So when he thought about Jesus, Sam remembered a Bible verse he had learned in Sunday school: God is love.
当 Sam 想到耶稣的时候，他就想到了在主日学所学的那一堂课，说神是爱。
Sam, Mother said softly, the invitation to your party at school had the word holiday in it. Do you know what that means?
所以妈妈就问他，他说，你知道这个你们学校给你的邀请书上写了是holiday，是那个节日的邀请，你知道这holiday是什么意思吗？
He did not. It means holy day. Christmas is a holy day. Because it is Jesus' birthday, then Sam finally understood.
妈妈就说，那代表着holiday是圣洁的日子，圣诞节是一个圣洁的日子，因为它是耶稣的诞生日。Merry
Christmas was not lost after all. It was just hidden a little.
所以圣诞快乐并没有消失，它只是好像藏起来了。And
if you look, you can find it, because Merry Christmas is everywhere.
若你是去寻找，你就会看见圣诞快乐在所有的地方。You
find Merry Christmas today, all right?
你们今天就应找到圣诞快乐的意义。
All right. Thank you for being so good and listening to the story. And we thank the others. They were quiet. Amazingly, they were quiet.
我们感谢你们，都能够保持安静。
So how do you greet others during this holiday season? What do you say when you see others this today? What do you say? Yes, Merry Christmas.
所以你在这个节日里，你去跟别人 招呼的时候你是怎么讲? 他说是应该圣诞快乐。
Yeah, there may be some who say season greetings. There are others who may say happy holidays or Merry Xmas. But we must never forget it's Merry Christmas.
所以有些人也许会说是节日快乐，但是我们都不要忘记应该说是圣诞快乐。
So remember that Christ is the reason for the season. It's Christmas, Christmas.
所以记得，Christmas是耶稣诞生的日子。So
remember, it's Jesus' birthday that we are celebrating.
我们庆祝的是耶稣诞生的日子。All
right, thank you very much. You may go back to your seats. All right. And we will stand, sing. Thank you.
这次我们用中文来唱，当然英文也可以，但是主要用中文，51首。
Quiet while we talk here and listen. You saw how good that they listened. I want to ask you though, children, what were the three gifts that the wise men gave? Name one of the three gifts, yes. Gold, frankincense, very good. What was the last one? All right. Very good.
刚刚我讲的故事当中有那个我 想问一下那些东方的博士给耶稣的礼物是什么？那个有金子，也有乳香和没药。
So we see here then three gifts that Jesus wants to give to us at Christmas. And these are three gifts that we find here in the book of Hebrews, at the end of the book of Hebrews.
所以我们在这边所要看到的是耶稣想给我们的礼物，在希伯来书在十三章里面他所讲到的耶稣给我们的三个礼物。
We already saw in chapter 11 the gift of faith.And the men and women of faith as they put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
在第十一章当中他讲到的是信心。
And then in chapter 12, we saw the gift of hope. And we all need hope.
在第十二章中我们讲到的是盼望。
And now in chapter 13, we see the gift of love. So let's unwrap that gift today.
第十三章我们所讲到的是爱。所以我们今天来把这个爱打开。
Now, I don't know what gift you're hoping to receive at Christmas, or maybe you already got it.
我不知道你们是不是已经收到了圣诞礼物，或者你希望收到什么样的圣诞礼物。
That gift brings you a lot of joy, but you know, that bicycle or whatever, that may grow old or may rust out, and these are three gifts that will last forever.
你所收到的这个圣诞礼物随着时间的过去它会慢慢的变旧就像你假如收到了一个自行车的话这自行车过了一段时间它会生锈但是我们今天所讲的礼物它们不会变旧
So we have faith the gift of faith from God we have the gift of hope from God we have the gift of love that also comes from God
所以我们今天讲到的是从神而来的有信有望有爱。
And we're reminded in the Bible that love is the better way of living. And I will show you the most excellent way. Now, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Follow the way of love. This is the way, or God's way.
所以今天讲到的是爱是最美的道今天要把这个最美的道指示给你们如今长存的有信有望有爱这三样其中最大的是爱你们要追求爱
You maybe have three gifts that you like that you got, you received but the greatest gift is which was you liked the most or you needed the most and the greatest gift that God gives us is His love
所以你也许收到了三样的礼物但是最好的礼物就是神所讲的神的爱
And then we see that Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1 that love is commanded
在希伯来书十三章里面讲爱是命令
Would you open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13 please
请把希伯来书第十三章打开
And so in verse 1 it says, Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters.
十三章第一节讲你们务要存弟兄相爱的心。
Remember this command came from Jesus. He told his disciples, A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And by this,Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another.
这边是这个命令是从耶稣来的。他说：“我要赐给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若是有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
Now we're to love one another. It doesn't necessarily mean not because they're lovable.But because we are to choose to obey Christ's command.
我们爱别人不是因为别人可爱，他们可爱，而是因为我们选择遵从耶稣基督的命令。
You know, we all have our unlovable moments or unlovable parts, but God loved us even when we did not love Him.
我们都有不可爱的时候，我们也有不可爱的地方。但是神总是爱我们的。
So this is also, this is a better way to spiritual fellowship. that we are to love God and love others.
所以这也是在属灵交通方面的, 更美的道。
And this is not something we just, this is a command that we're to obey.
这个命令是我们要遵从的。
And then we see that this love is to be shown to others.
我们也要知道这个爱是要被显明的。
In 13, chapter 13 and verse 2, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it.
第十三章第二节就讲到不可忘记用爱心接待客旅因为曾有接待客旅的不知不觉就接待了天使。
The Bible tells us that pastors and church leaders are supposed to be lovers of hospitality, and that all saints should be given to hospitality.
圣经里告诉我们，牧师们要乐意接待远人，而且所有的信徒要一味的款待客人。
Abraham showed generous hospitality to the angel of the Lord. It was a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ. And there were two angels with him. And he did not know who they were when he welcomed them.
亚伯拉罕接待客旅，就不知不觉地接待了耶和华的使者，这是那是道成肉身前的基督和两个天使。
I remember when I was small, there was a man that knocked at the door. I was just a child, same age as some of you children here. And a man knocked at the door. I think maybe he was homeless. He asked if he could have something to drink.
我记得我在很小的时候，有一个人，他应该是可能无家可归的流浪汉，他敲门说，可不可以给我点东西喝？
And my mother gave him something to drink and also gave him something to eat.
我的妈妈给了他吃的，给了他喝的，也给了他吃的。
I remember asking my mother, who was that?
我记得我问妈妈他是谁。
And my mother, I remember what she said. I don't know who it was. Maybe it was an angel.
我妈妈说，我不知道他是谁，也许是个天使。
When you help others, Jesus said, you are helping me. And it may be a person in need, or it may be an angel in disguise. We don't know, but we are to help others and to show our love for others.
耶稣说，当你帮助别人的时候，实际上你就是帮助了我。 也许我们不知道这个人是怎么样，也许他们是穿着伪装的天使，你也不知道。So
we are to command it to love, we're to show love, but love, what is it? It's concern for others and to care.
我们要求被命令去爱，那么这爱到底是什么呢？
And so we see in verse 3, he tells us here to continue to remember those in prison. As if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated, as if you yourselves were suffering.
所以在这边讲到爱就是关心，你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之列。So
to minister to a Christian prisoner in the name of Christ, Matthew tells us is to minister to Christ himself.
马太就讲到，当我们奉耶稣的名、基督的名去关心被捆绑的基督徒，就是关心基督。Some
Christians are in prison for their faith, and we need to pray for them and share with them.
有些基督徒为了他们的信心就被捆绑，我们需要为他们祷告和关心他们。And
throughout the world, there is the persecuted church. There are many, even in China, who face persecution for their faith.
我们知道在世上有许多地方基督徒被迫害，在中国也有。There
are also many who made wrong decisions when they were young and ended up in prison. And because of that, they put their faith and trust in God. They repented of their sin.
我们也知道有一些年轻的人，或许他们由于自己做错事被关起来，关押起来，但他们愿意悔改自己的罪。
I have a friend who goes to prisons and has Bible studies, and I've gone before. And as they open up the Word of God, it has changed the lives of some of those men who made and women who made wrong decisions.
我有一个朋友，他去监狱里面， 去跟那些被关押的男的女的一起，我们他们有一个学习的机会，一起团契学习圣经。
So we can minister to others in times of need, and by doing this, we're showing the love of God. We're showing concern and care.
当我们对那些捆绑的人，捆绑的被捆绑的人，有关心的时候，我们可以显出我们的关爱。
Also, we see here in verse 4 of chapter 13 that love starts at home.
在第四节里面讲到，爱是从家里开始的。
Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all sexual immorality.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神是要审判。
So this reminds us that what it means to be loyal to our marriage and have purity.
这对我们来说是我们要对我们的婚姻有忠心，我们要有抱着纯洁的心。
Now the word fornication, the Bible speaks of that which is committed between unmarried persons, and the word adultery by married persons in actions that are impure.
淫乱就是未婚的罪，行淫是已婚的罪。
And God warns us. We live in a day where impurity is all around us, but God warns us that those who do such things will be judged by Him.
神警告我们，他会审判他们，有的时候他们身上已被审判。
So how does God judge them? Sometimes they're judged in their own bodies. They acquire sexual diseases and so forth, and sometimes it's not until the final judgment. But God, He said that He will judge them.
这样的审判有的时候是他们自身受到了伤害，或者是在末世的时候他们会被审判。
So Hebrews tells us the better way. The better way here is the way of love. And we see here spiritual fellowship, love God, love others.
希伯来书讲到在属灵交通中，我们如何去爱神而爱人。
And this love is restricted. It says here, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mortals do to me?
这边也讲到第五、第六节讲到这个爱也是受制约的。你们的爱贪，诚心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有为主，因为主曾说：“我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。”所以我们可以放胆的说：“主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？”
We're to love one another. We're to have love in our homes. And we're to have the love for brothers and sisters in the church. But we're not to love money.
我们要彼此相爱，我们也在家庭里面要相爱，但是我们不要贪爱钱财。
We need jobs. We need to make a living. We need to support our families. But the temptation so much in our society today is that somehow money is all I need. The love of money brings a downfall to many.
我们有物质的需要，我们有物质的需求，但是在这个世上有许多人贪恋钱财，那贪恋钱财这个结果就是人的堕落。
So we know that covetousness, to want something that doesn't belong to you, is to desire more.
我们知道人的欲望是总是希望更多的。
So, if you have this, are you satisfied? If you ask a person who's a millionaire, is that enough? They probably would say no. If you ask a person who's a billionaire, is that enough? They would probably say no.
假如你去问一个百万富翁，你说是不是钱财够了？他也许会说不够。你却若是问亿万富翁的，亿万富翁的回答也是不够。
So, contentment cannot come from material things. They can never satisfy the heart. We need to find our contentment and our confidence in God.
所以我们的满足是要在神里面寻求到，我们的心里面要需求的是神那里面来的满足。
Here's a better way to live. But number two, there's also a better way to spiritual responsibility.
第二个就是在我们在属灵方面，有一个更多的责任。
Here it tells us in chapter 13 that believers have responsibility toward the spiritual leaders in their local church.
这边就讲到了我们对在属灵上的带领的，我们要有一个要纪念他们。
So first of all, we remember your leaders. Look at verses 7 to 9 with me, please. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so.
第七节到第九节这边讲到，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远是一样的。你们不要被那诸般怪异的教训勾引了去，因为人心靠恩德坚固才是好的，不是靠饮食。那在饮食上专心的，从来没有得着益处。
So first of all, we see that we honor the leaders for their faithful work.
首先我们要尊敬带领的忠实的侍奉。
Why? Because they spoke the word of God to you.
因为他们传道给你们。
So remember those who taught you the word of God. And I remember my pastor as a young boy, I remember him. And my Sunday school teachers as they taught me the word of God.
我一直在心里纪念我的牧师，我以前的那些教主日学的老师们，他们教导我神的道。
And then number two, we're to imitate the leaders for their faithful lives. Paul told to follow him as he follows Christ.
第二点在讲到我们要效法带领们的忠实的生命，因为保罗在讲，因为他们的生命指着基督。
So because their lives point to Christ, church leaders may come and may go, but as we're told here, Christ remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ is the center of our faith.
教会的带领可能会换来换去，但是基督昨日、今日、一直、永远都是一样的。
And then we're told to listen to the leaders for their faithful teaching. Why? Because some are carried away by all kinds of strange teachings, even today.
这边也讲到我们要接受带领的忠实的教导，因为有的人被那诸般怪异的教导教训所夺去。
So not only are we to remember them, but we're also told to obey your leaders.
我们这边不仅讲到我们要纪念他们，这边也说要听从他们。
Verse 17, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you.
17节讲到你们要依从那引导你们的，却要顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像将来要交账的人。你们要使他们教的时候有快乐，不致忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益了。
So, when a servant of God is in the will of God, teaching the word of God, and the people of God should submit and obey.
当神的仆人在神的旨意中教训的时候，神的民应该顺服和听从。
And not only are we to do that, to remember them, to obey them, but we're also told to greet. Your leaders.
我们不仅要纪念他们，顺从他们，而且还要问候他们。
Look at verse 24 and 25. Greet all your leaders and all the Lord's people. Those from Italy send their greetings to you. Grace be with you all.
在13章24、25节讲到，请你们问引导你们的诸位和众圣徒安，从意大利来的人也问你们的安。愿恩惠常与你们众人同在。
At that time, the Jews, and even today, the Jews would greet each other with Shalom, peace, shalom.
犹太人他们彼此问安, 都是说愿平安。
And the Greeks often greeted one another with the word grace, grace, grace.
希腊人彼此问好, 常用恩惠。
And then we see in the writings of Paul how Christians combined these two and would greet others with both these words, grace and peace be unto you.
保罗在这边把这个两个字结合起来, 叫愿恩惠平安到你的身上。
But then we notice in the 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, that the pastors were greeted with grace, mercy, and peace.
我们也知道在提摩太前书后书里面，那牧师们问安，他用恩惠、怜悯、平安。
So I think of those are leaders. We need to pray for them. They need God's mercy.
我想那些带领的，他们需要神的怜悯。
There's also a better way for spiritual worship, and that's through Christ.
还有一个就是在属灵敬拜更美的道是借着基督。
So what is the focus of our worship? When you're worshiping, what is your focus?
我们敬拜的重点是什么?
We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat.
我们有一祭坛上面的祭物是那些在帐幕中供职的人不可以吃的。
The new covenant, the Christian's altar, is Jesus Christ. It is through Him.
在新约中，基督徒的祭坛上就是耶稣基督，所以是借着他。
Remember, when you worship God, it's through Jesus Christ. You come in the presence of God to worship. It's not through a tabernacle or a temple, but we enter into God's presence through Christ.
记得我们在这边敬拜，是敬拜神，是借着基督耶稣基督，不是帐幕或者圣殿。
We have a better way through Jesus Christ.
我们有可以借着基督有更美的道。
And then there's the path of worship. And verses 11 to 14, the high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering. But the bodies are burnt outside the camp. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for a city that is to come.
13章11节到14节讲到敬拜的道路，原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭，牲畜的身子被烧在营外，所以耶稣也要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城外受苦。这样我们也当出到营外去救了他去。 忍受他所受的凌辱，我们在这里没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
Remember how Jesus in his passion and suffering was beat, but he was taken outside the city gate and crucified for us. And it's through him, through his suffering, as he went outside the gate on the cross, that we can come before the presence of God.
记得耶稣基督是受 神罚刑罚是在城外所受的苦，受他受苦为我们去死。
And then we also come and worship him with the sacrifices of worship.
我们要在敬拜方面借着他是要有一个敬拜的祭祀。
So what do we bring as those sacrifices? It tells us here in Hebrews 13, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips that openly profess His name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. And then pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I might be restored to you soon.
这敬拜祭祀，我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为献祭给神。这就是那承认主名之人的嘴唇的果子，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。请你们为我们祷告，因为我们自觉良心无愧，愿意凡事按正道而行。我更求你们为我祷告，使我快些到你们那里去。
So there are three things here. How we worship God. Pay attention to these three things. First of all, we are to offer continual praise to God. The words of praise from our lips, coming from our hearts, are like beautiful fruit laid on an altar. We offer this sacrifice to God, our praise and thanks to Him.
这边有三样事情就讲到，第一个就是要常常的以颂赞为献祭给神，就是我们承认主名之人的嘴唇的果子。
And then not only do we praise God, but the second thing is by our life, our good works and sharing, do good can include many things.
这边也讲到第二个事情，就是我们不要忘记行善和捐书的事。
Thank you again for the toys and the books you brought, and as we went and sang at the Brookdale Assisted Living Home. These are good works.
就像你们把捐赠给那些婴孩的孩子们的那些礼物，以及去老人院跟他们一起唱诗一样，这些都是行善的事情。
And then the importance of praying. As part of our worship, we pray for one another. And it says here, brothers and sisters, I urge you to bear with my word of exhortation, for in fact I have written to you quite briefly, and I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been released, and if he arrives soon, I will come with him to see you.
所以这边他特别的讲到，我们要还有一个重要的，就是我们要通过祷告，因为我们自觉良心无愧，愿意凡事按正道而行。我更求你们为我祷告，使我快点去你们那里去。
Then Hebrews closes with a benediction. And this benediction is very beautiful. I want you to read this with me together. Let's read this together. Whether in Chinese or in English, let's read this benediction together. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing His will. And may He work in us what is pleasing to Him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So, how can you stand firm? It's what Hebrews, we want to stand firm. We know a superior person, Jesus Christ, who is better. We know and trust His superior priesthood, which is better. We live by superior principles, faith, hope, and love, these gifts that He has given to us.
那我们如何能够站立得稳？在希伯来书当中所讲的，我们要一个认识更美的人，他就是耶稣基督。依靠他，他是一个更美的大祭司，并活出来更美的原则。这更美的原则就是有信、有望、有爱。
So the benediction is this: expecting, even on this Christmas day, expecting a blessing that only God can give.
所以在这边最后祝福的话，就是盼望只有神给我们的祝福。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Every head bowed, every eye closed. This is a very special day. It's Christmas. And I want you to focus on the reason for this season, to focus on Jesus Christ.
让我们都低头闭眼，让我们真正心里所想，在这个节日的日子里，我们想到耶稣基督所最给我们做的一切。
Christmas without Christ is just a mess.
圣诞节若是没有基督，那就是混乱的一片。
We all need Jesus Christ. It's through Him that we have the joy, and then the faith, the hope, and love.
我们都是要我们都需要耶稣基督，有在他里面，我们有喜乐，有信，有望，有爱。
我们亲爱的天父，我们满心感谢你，我们都需要耶稣基督。感谢你，今天我们要庆祝他圣诞节，我们要接受你给我们最好的礼物，就是信，有信，有望，有爱。我们要接受这三种礼物在我们心中，也求你帮助我们，感谢祷告奉耶稣基督名，
阿门。 Amen.